Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. We humans are strange creatures. We still shake hands with complete strangers, even though we don't carry swords anymore. Well, most of us anyway. We ask, "How are you?" when we are definitely not expecting an answer. Some of us even find ourselves apologizing to inanimate objects when we bump into them. Not to mention spending an alarming amount of time pretending we understand things that we very clearly do not, for fear of looking dim. Or is that just me? Again, a question that I am not looking for an answer to. We also have a rather long history of inventing customs that were designed in some cases to smooth social encounters, but which, when we are alone on the rocky shores of our island of solitude, cause us an immense amount of anxiety. Rehearsing conversations in our head, vainly attempting to decode intent and tone in texts and emails, and treat silence as a personal insult. We also seem to be the only species capable of turning attraction into a full-blown social obstacle course, complete with rules, taboos, expectations, and the ever-present fear of embarrassment. We do, however, share something with many of our fellow creatures, the need to make bonds, some lifelong, some rather more ephemeral. And this is where Uncle Will helped us by giving a name to this gloriously awkward ritual, courtship. And what better way to bring us together in...
knowledge!
No, understanding, but we'll get there. In William's Love's Labour's Lost, our fair uncle turns from resident poet to social anthropologist as he penned his farcical frolic of pompous poets and pretentious philosophers who vow to shun women and then promptly swoon over the first ones they see. A quick recap of William's comic carnival of cleverness. The King of Navarre and his three lords have sworn a ridiculous oath to avoid women for 3 years and devote themselves entirely to study. Naturally, within 10 minutes, a group of brilliant, sharp-tongued women appear, led by the Princess of France, and the men fall in love faster than an espresso-fueled falcon. From this moment on, the men attempt a clumsy courtship with all the grace of a bison in a ballet class, which by Act 5, Scene 2, we see has not been at all well received by their prospective brides.
We have received your letters full of love, your favors, the ambassadors of love, and in our maiden council rated them at courtship, pleasant jest, and courtesy as bombast and as lining to the time. But more devout than this in our respects have we not been, and therefore met your loves in their own fashion like a merriment.
Our letters, madam, showed much more than jest.
So did our looks.
You did not quote them, sir. Now, at
the latest... And there it is, the princess dismantling courtship at the very moment the word is born, leaving the men to discover that eloquence without honesty is not even close to the best policy. Courtship, as you will cleverly have spotted, is made up of two words, court and ship. Court comes from the Latin cors, originally referring to an enclosure or a yard. Then through the old French cour, referring to a royal assembly or the king's household. In the Middle English, it was applied to a royal or noble household as well as a judicial tribunal and eventually in reference to aristocratic behavior. Adding ship simply a state of being, quality, or office. Think friendship, leadership, and courtship. The quality of behaving in a courtly manner. How does it end, you ask? Well, if I deprived you of the pleasure of discovery and rapturous delight of finding out for yourself, that wouldn't be very courtly, now would it? Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.